This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Shaoning. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Ng Zi Han, Assemblyman for Kinrara, on budget reviews for local government. But in the meantime, we're taking a look at the federal government and the possibility of snap polls. Because according to the Singapore Straits Times, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin is gearing up for snap polls by year end after tabling a so-called election budget.
Now, the report alleges that Tan Sri Muhyiddin had informed this intention to Bersatu leaders during their meeting on June 4th, and division leaders have also been briefed. Now, the report also cites Bersatu Supreme Council member Wan Saiful Wan Jan confirming that Tan Sri Muhyiddin was preparing the grassroots for an election. It also claimed that Perikatan National parties have agreed not to contest against each other in the next elections, and that UMNO and Bersatu have formed a technical committee to iron out seat allocations.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Amir Farid, Director of Strategy at KRA Group. Thanks for joining us this morning, Amir. Now, there have been reports that Tan Sri Muhyiddin is looking to call snap polls by the end of this year to resolve the question of his legitimacy once and for all. So which is the better strategy actually for Muhyiddin? Snap elections or defeat the motion of no confidence in parliament?
The idea, at least, to call for a snap poll is more of muscle flexing and testing the waters by certain quarters in the political sphere. Both sides of the political divide are not ready yet for a general election. Remember, the last general election was in May 2018. So that's just over 2 years ago. So I don't think either side is actually ready for a general election. What more the people, the ordinary men on the street or people on the ground, there are many issues post-MCO that people need to think about, restarting their businesses, getting back into jobs and stuff like that. So this is not foremost, I think, what people want at this moment. Yeah, of course, to settle the question of legitimacy, it may sound like that is an easier, straightforward option, but it takes time. Whereas defeating motion of no confidence, if it is brought into parliament, should be more straightforward approach, provided that both sides honour the outcome. Because if you have motion of confidence and you don't honour the outcome, there will still be fights. And then, of course, the MPs can bring up the motion of no confidence and other times. So it will still continue being a fixture. So it doesn't solve the question. Because it's not so much the legitimacy, it's the stability. And, of course, snap elections, if it's done properly with an element of surprise, may yield surprising results.
Now, how will PN resolve issues surrounding seat allocations, given that their parties have similar support base?
Of course, this will be a thorny issue for sure, given that the three main Malay parties, UMNO, Bersatu and PAS, are all in one camp. And you're looking at Malay majority seats, including the seats where more than 50% Malay, but Malay makes up the majority of voters there. You're looking about around 125 seats or so. These three parties will need to sit down and negotiate openly and objectively on the seat allocation. It's not going to be easy. The grassroots will have to then trust and accept the wisdom of the party leaders in negotiating the seats. And that's a big if, which means that it can be a potential problem. While leaders may agree on one thing, the reality on the ground with the machineries, as we have seen in previous elections, is so difficult to predict. Seat negotiations, I think, on both sides, not just Perikatan Nasional, but on Pakatan Harapan, will also need careful thinking. For PH, however, given that the new alignment of the original PH of DAP, PKR and Amanah, it may be more straightforward, as previously it was the Amanah and Bersatu seats, Malay seats, that were overlapping and one had to give way to the other.
Now, in the event of snap polls, do you see a tussle over the Prime Minister position? I mean, is Tan Sri Muhyiddin secure in his spot, or will UMNO be looking to wrestle back control?
Of course, on the Perikatan National side, from what I gather from my sources, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin has the support from the parties in Perikatan to continue to lead in the event there is a snap election. Moreover, if you look back, Tun Dr. Mahathir and Pakatan Harapan has set the precedence whereby that the PM, Prime Minister, can come from a party with lesser number of MPs. Of course, this is all right as long as there is agreement and understanding among the parties, especially among the leadership. This is where honoring these promises was the main issue that was debated in Pakatan Harapan. However, for Perikatan, from what I see, the potential cause of problem, as many have pointed out, and discussions on who gets what seat, you're already seeing that UMNO may want to flex its muscle. As therefore, in my opinion, the key in resolving this is the understanding among the party leaders. It must be negotiated in good faith. It must be transparent. And key also is these leaders must honour the promises made during the negotiations.
Now, who within UMNO would be a likely contender for the PM post? Would we see leaders facing corruption scandals like Dato Sri Najib Razak or Dato Sri Zahid Hamidi, who is the current president? Or is there actually new blood waiting in the wings?
So far, UMNO has announced that it's fully supportive of PM Tan Sri Muhyiddin to continue in as Prime Minister. But if you're looking at it from UMNO itself, there is no leading contender that has the support level that Tan Sri Muhyiddin has nationwide at the moment. Of course, he is the incumbent Prime Minister. But if you're looking more closely into UMNO, then we will have to look and understand the party hierarchy. The current president is Dato Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi. The deputy president is Dato Sri Mohd Hassan. The highest ranking UMNO minister in the Perikatan cabinet is Dato Sri Ismail Sabri. The pool, if you're looking at any of leaders, will need to come from this pool of leaders in the current hierarchy. Because you need to understand that UMNO grassroots and the warlord respect that chain of command. Therefore, if you look at the lineup now, with Dato Sri Hamidi helming the party as the president, he is facing many court charges, 87 if I'm not mistaken, about many court charges. Until he sorts out his legal issues, it is difficult for him to be a contender for the PM's post. Likewise with Dato Sri Najib Razak. Moreover, Dato Sri Najib is at the moment not in the hierarchy of the party. He's no longer the party president. If I'm not mistaken, he's just division leader. Likewise with other contenders who are senior but not in the hierarchy of the party, such as Dato Sri Shamuddin Hussein and Khairi Jamaluddin. And having said that, we must also note that UMNO is due to go for party polls by next year, and there may be a total change in leadership.
Now, Amir, some Perikatan National strategists also believe that PN would be able to secure a supermajority in parliament in elections. Does the sentiment on the ground support this prediction?
In my personal opinion, I think the days of supermajority may well have been over, but I may be wrong here, yeah? But let's look at the current scenario in the near future. Look at the economic conditions. Economic conditions will only get tougher.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.